Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Have you recently purchased real estate or ever wondered where the boundaries of your existing property are? A land survey is the only way to know for sure. The Oklahoma Society of Land Surveyors wants to remind you of the importance of an accurate land survey. Whether clearing trees, building a fence for an addition to your home, a survey should be performed by a licensed land surveyor. To locate a professional licensed land surveyor near you, visit us on the web at www.osls.org.
Hey, wheat producers, Joe and Mary Jo Pieper have 5 certified wheat varieties for sale this year for fall planting. We've got top quality seed of the following varieties: Monument, Flint, Dones, Gallagher, and Larry. Larry's also available as registered seed to KWA members. You can call Joe at 580-541-1949. Their Oklahoma seed license is 0080-9140. That phone number for Joe Pieper again is 580-541-1949.
Well, firm weakness early this week is expected to draw additional market pressure in both futures and cash markets today. The overall tone of the market is likely to remain weak, although light trade volume and lackluster market direction is expected through much of the morning. Now, overall interest to the cash cattle market is expected to remain fairly quiet today, with potential bids developing maybe later today, more than likely tomorrow, although it's expected the trade will be seen probably later in the week. Continued pressure in futures trades expected to develop as traders remain focused on the potential of increasing supply levels in the upcoming cattle on feed report. Now, follow-through pressure is expected in cash and futures trade today following a combination of firm market pressure yesterday and the end of last week. Triple-digit losses yesterday will create underlying tension as traders try to defend short-term support levels of 64.40 and front-month futures. The end of ability to hold this line through early trade will create the potential for strong additional liquidation through the entire complex. Well, the grain futures closed mostly lower yesterday, pressured by rain on the radar and forecast for more over the week as weather threats don't look serious enough to spur buying. Export news also remains mostly routine as importers appear comfortable on abundant global supplies. The wheat prices were lower at all 3 markets yesterday. Minneapolis suffered double-digit losses after breaking support on Friday, helping pressure winter wheat futures to fresh contract lows. Now, corn prices were lower, sending December futures to its lowest level in almost a year. Nearby futures closed below $3.50 for the first time all year, and momentum indicators are still not oversold. Export news failed to generate much enthusiasm, but Taiwan put out a tender overnight, but is trying to again to file the orders with some or perhaps even all the bushels out of Brazil. Soybeans finished mostly lower, with only contracts for July 2018 and beyond ending with gains. We'll check your futures after this.
Superior Video Livestock Auction proudly presenting the Bighorn Classic Tuesday through Friday, August 22nd through 25th. Broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com from Sheridan, Wyoming. They'll be offering 165,000 head of cattle over the 4 days. You can check out the catalog at SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior for more information about this year's Bighorn Classic at 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, October live cattle was down a nickel at 105.85. December up 20 cents at 108.05. September feeder cattle down 87 cents, 139.15. October down 42 at 139.50. October hogs down 145, 64.67. December down 147 at 59.85. Kansas City wheat, September was up 1 1/2 at 409.25. December up 1 3/4 at 437.5. Chicago wheat, September up 1 1/4. 410.75. December up 1 1/4 at 438.25. September corn was up a penny at 350, and December was up 1 1/4, 364.25. September soybeans up 3.5 cents, 936. November was up 3 3/4 at 940. On the cotton futures, October down 12, 68.59. December up 18, 67.74. And September crude was up 2 at 47.39. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.